We're back here with another questions episode. We did an episode here on the Septic Show called Questions, and I asked a bunch of questions that hit hard with the viewers. I know because we got so much feedback to where I had to do another episode called Questions on our reels, on our the shorts. We got just so much feedback and comments. And it actually blew our page up a lot more, too, just being straight up. So I want to do another episode of questions. So we'd love to hear your responses to the questions I have. You write in on Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger, on YouTube, whatever you're listening in on. We'd love to hear a response. But before that, we got to give a thanks to our sponsors, Garden Paths Landscaping. Check them out of Damascus, Maryland. Paul there, the owner, Paul Turska, thank you for helping us make this show possible. Of course, our gym, MMA and Sport. Go to MMAANDSPORT.com. Check out what we got. Huge upgrades going on. We'd love to have you and your family come out and join the team. And then we have Lever Dreams, Doug behind camera, making this show possible. Lever Dreams of New Market, Maryland. And man, do we have some big updates coming for you guys. We thank you for all watching the show. And I haven't even announced this the last couple shows. BuyMeACoffee.com. Doug loves coffee. My wife loves coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/The Septic Show. And you guys can just buy a cup of coffee. That's all we ask for, a little bit of help. Let me take care of my boy Doug back there, all right? Other than that, guys, let's pray in. Father, just thank you for another episode where we're going to be asking questions that really make us think. We just ask that, in a world full of confusion and misunderstanding and problems and trouble, and things seem to just getting carried away, that we know the truth, that we continue to seek the truth, not of our feelings, not of our emotions, but to know the truth during these times. Help us see the truth, Lord God. Amen. All right. The first question I have, so I wrote a bunch of cards, like me and Doug were talking about this, and we were like, yo, we got to do another question episode. So I wrote some on some index cards, some notes of some questions. My first question is, if we're the most advanced we've ever been and most informed than we've ever been in the history and the timeline of human life, then why is there an all-time high of obesity, of heart problems, of cancer, not to mention depression? If we're so advanced and informed, more than ever before, we're the most intelligent and smartest, then why are these things still happening? Not just why are they still happening, why are they at an all-time high? Why do people seem stupider than ever? I'm not even trying to be mean. Why are people more confused and dumber than ever if we really are the most advanced in all ways? That's my first question. What are your thoughts on that question? My next question. When you look at alcohol and tobacco, why is it when it comes to alcohol poisoning and tobacco poisoning, why is that just like normalized? Why don't really, you know what I'm saying? You hear about smoking, that person smokes, that person drinks. But what it really is, when people are addicted, when people are doing it constantly, it becomes a habit of their life, not to mention we see it in every TV show and movie. It's become a norm. Why it's pushed so hard, that's a whole other question in itself. But with alcohol and tobacco, why is the poisoning of it so normalized? When there's all these other type of poisonings that you get that people take you to the hospitals and that people are dying from, right? But yet when it comes to alcohol and tobacco, it's not a big deal, it seems. It's just normalized. Most people that are drinking excess amount of alcohol, they're actually poisoning their body with alcohol. That's what it is. It's not even about them just making bad decisions. That's a whole other topic. It's what they're actually doing to their body. They're poisoning it. It's poison. There's nothing good that comes from alcohol. If that hits you hard, man, you know what you're dealing with. There's nothing good that comes from alcohol. Then you look at people that will like smoke a lot. Like smoke. It's poisoning. It's poisoning your body. There's nothing good that comes from it. But yet it's so normalized and nobody talks about it because most people seem to be doing one or the other, right? It's probably why people aren't making it a normal poisoning that needs serious help. It does. But why is it so normalized? Please respond to that. My next question. The Sabbath. What day is truly the Sabbath? What day of the week is the Sabbath? And should we as Christians still be following the Sabbath, keeping it holy? I ask that because, one, there's people celebrating the Sabbath on Sunday and they're celebrating the Sabbath on Saturday. I know my Sabbath. I'm not going to share it because I want to hear other people's opinions before. And I've also heard that, we don't need to celebrate the Sabbath anymore. You know, God, when Christ came and died, you know, he kind of like, you know, that kind of did away with that too. I've heard that. What day of the week is the Sabbath? What day of the week is the true Sabbath? And should we as Christians still be holding true to that Sabbath, keeping that Sabbath day holy, the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment being the only commandment that says remember in it. It says remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. Which day of the week is the Sabbath? Another question I have. When someone dies, when someone takes their last breath and they are dead, do they immediately go to heaven or hell? Or are they in sleep until Christ's return, until the Messiah's return? When someone dies, and they take their last breath, are they immediately, boom, all right, you're sentenced to hell, you're in heaven? Or are they in sleep? What is your answer on that? I hear a lot of people say, blah, blah, blah is looking down for me from heaven. I just want to go off topic here, not even off topic, but I just want to take us off the path a little bit. Oh, how many people are lying at funerals. Oh, how many people are lying at funerals saying that they're the person that is now, you know, that died or is now in a better place. If they did not know Yeshua and Yeshua did not know them, if they didn't give their life to Christ and fully surrender and give their lives to Christ and pronounce him as the Lord and Savior of their life, as the one who died for our sins and rose from the dead. They're not in a better place. And I'm not even trying to be harsh or mean. The truth is, there's a lot of people lying at funerals. Going back to my original question, when someone dies, do they immediately go to heaven or hell? Or are they in sleep? Another thing that, this is a septic show. So when I got thoughts, Kyle Septic's going to speak some thoughts. So I'm not answering this question, but another thing I just thought of was people really think that people are watching down on them from heaven. Like that if someone dies, they're looking down on me from heaven. They can't have anything to do with sin. So even if they've already are in heaven, which is a whole other part of the question like that I'm asking here, is, are they even in heaven yet? But could people really be looking over you? They can't have nothing to do with sin if they're in heaven. They can't be watching the ugliness of what's really happening down here and the way everyone's living. That's just another thing that came to my mind. When someone dies, do they go immediately to heaven or hell? Are they judged immediately and then they go? Or are they in sleep? Are they in sleep until the Messiah returns and does his judgment? Last question of this episode. I want to keep this short. I like these quick hitters for some of these episodes, these quick questions, because I'm going to have more that come. You know you guys like these questions. Come on. Even if you want to argue with them, you know, with me, whatever. Listen, you know you like these questions. They make you think. It's like, man. And listen, if you aren't looking at the answers on both sides, like if I'm asking questions and you just are just like, oh, this is what I believe, no matter what. If you're not like hearing out other people to really make a truth-based decision, yo, like, come on. I promise you that the decisions I make are through thorough research and prayer, going through scripture, studying history. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just seeing things for myself. I'm just wanting to put that out there. Make sure you guys are doing the same thing. Really look at both sides. It gets very interesting because there are great arguments for both sides for, honestly, a lot of these questions, if not all of them. My last question of this episode is, how is the so-called national debt still increasing? How is national debt? How is our national debt still increasing with taxes continually increasing? Our taxes are out of, listen, as a business owner and a father and everything else that I'm doing in the country, America, go America, our taxes are out of control. It's theft, if you ask me. How is it that our national debt continues to grow, but yet they keep increasing our taxes that we're paying? Where is our money going? Where is our money really going? I know you guys have a lot of answers for that too. Answer that question as well. Where is our money really going? We're seeing, let's not get into it, but we're seeing millions and billions of dollars going to places that aren't helping America. Just want to put that out there. But where is our tax money going, and why is the national debt still rising as they keep raising our taxes? Does any of you listening in like paying taxes? Do you like the rate of taxes that you have? Do you like that they tax your income and tax your business and tax your home and tax your land and tax your... Do you really believe this is how it's supposed to be? And then they get your money and do whatever they want, not what you want, whatever they want. Just asking. Those are my questions today. I'd love for you to give us your answers. Please respond on the full YouTube video. Maybe you're listening to this on a reel or a short. Please give your response to whatever questions you want or all of them. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you want to email us responses. Maybe you want to message us responses. We'd love to hear from you. We always love hearing from our viewers. Even if you disagree on things, or even if we disagree with you, we thank you for tuning in and listening to our questions and watching the show. Thank you. Seriously. Let's pray out. Lord, as we prayed in the beginning of the show, just let us know truth, Lord God. Just let us know the truth about things that are going on in our lives. We don't want to be fools, Lord God. We don't. We want to be children of Yahweh. We want to be children of you. And it's important more than ever to be a light. Truth in this world during these times, Lord God. Let us, one, make sure to preach the gospel, preach of Yeshua, and always stay honest, as it says in one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie. Let us know the truth so we're never lying, Lord God. Thank you for the show. Thank you for the audience tuning in, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you guys next time. That was part two of questions. Maybe you have some good questions to add to the show. Please message us those as well. Say, dude, ask these questions. I want to see responses to this. This might be a good one. We'd love to hear from you. You guys can find us anywhere. We're literally on all platforms for this podcast. So maybe you're listening on something right now. Listen, we have video. We have video podcasts on YouTube and Rumble. So make sure you go to YouTube, click subscribe on YouTube. And then if you're on our Facebook or our Instagram or Spotify, click the love button, the like button, whatever, to keep you subscribed and seeing when we come out with these new episodes so you can be one of the first ones to check it out and respond. Other than that, you guys, we'll see you next time on The Septic Show. God bless.